To other news, turning to Europe, where Britain and the EU are still at odds over several key Brexit issues. Days ahead of the third round of talks, the EU has blamed London's lack of substance for the delay in progress. The bloc says it wants to see sufficient progress in three key areas before discussing future trade deals with the UK. Citizens' rights and Northern Ireland's border and the exit bill are areas of major concern for the EU. European officials say they are unlikely to close the gap between the two sides during the third round of Brexit negotiations due next week. Britain has been pushing for the divorce and talks over a future trade deal in parallel. Turning to London, joined by human rights activists and political commentator, Mr. William Spring, thank you so much for being with us. How significant are the differences still between the EU and London in your perspective?
Well, the problem is the strategy the UK has adopted is not the right one, in my opinion, anyway. There is absolutely no need for the UK to follow the Article 40 protocol. I'm old enough to remember when we actually joined the common market, as it was then, and we were told if we didn't like it, we could just get out and, repeal the acts that got us into the EU, or a common market as it was then. Now we come to the actual crunch point. All those promises that Ted Heath made years ago in order to get people to vote in favour in the first referendum, which included me, incidentally, all those promises have disappeared. We are confronted with a mind-boggling and obfuscation by the EU bureaucracy of the stages that are needed to get out of this weird and absolutely strange organisation, which is run, it appears, only for the benefit of unelected officials in Brussels and Strasbourg. Now, this should not be the case. The British people have voted in a plebiscite to get out, and therefore Parliament has said, has gone along with this, and therefore we should get out. There shouldn't be a long negotiation. 2 years is ridiculous. As for an exit bill or a Brexit bill, that is absolute extortion. I think people will really go to the barricades if the European Union tries to insist on UK paying 10 million, let alone 50 million, or 5 million, because you've got to remember the great damage the European Union has done to British industry and agriculture and fisheries. The fisheries have disappeared. Industry has largely disappeared. The country has been turned into some sort of tip for anybody who wants to turn up from anywhere just turns up into the country. And look at the mess the EU has got everybody into. These terrible atrocities in Barcelona were only possible because the Spanish judge refused to actually go along with the government, who said, let's get these people out of there. Daesh, we don't want Daesh in Barcelona. We don't want, it's too dangerous. But the judge, using human rights, which is a construct of the EU's particular version of human rights, refused to let these people be deported. So the result was hundreds of people have had their lives turned upside down, many are dead, and this is the result of having a supranational bureaucracy running your country instead of your own government.
Okay.
And I think we need to get back to that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of London, Mr. William Spring, human rights activist and political commentator.